1-1.
Is that working? It doesn't seem to be.
Yes.
That's better.
What normally happens is that you're quiet because you're further back. You should shuffle forward.
Alright.
There we go.
Testing 1-2.
Okay, sorry about the weight fluck, like Lil Wayne.
We've been in prison.
We've been in prison. We weren't sure if we're going to come out ever, but we're back out because we got bailed out by the Flock, certain members of the Flock, who really needed a new episode of the show. So we're back for a new episode of the show, right?
You guys got muscle on Rikers now.
We got muscle on Rikers, and we're with you with which animal?
I think we're doing the walrus.
We're doing the walrus, and why was that?
Because they have the coolest mustache in the animal kingdom.
That's true, and it's Movember, so it's only right.
I think I'm going to top that list.
Bigger than them, but right. You gave yourself a running start, which I kind of was planning to too. If it wasn't for Halloween, I would have had like quite a bristly tash myself by now. As it is, I'm going for the spiv look, as my mum might say. Speaking of spivs, that was Mineo, who started us off with a brand new tune, Flamineo. Recently moved from Barcelona to Madrid. He looks like he's been all inspired by the roots that we have over here.
The roots.
The roots of music, the roots of sort of Iberian soul. So he's sampled a big old flamenco tune and he's made that Flamineo.
Flamineo,
it's a wobbling
monster. For dessert.
Right. But that's a good one. Hope to hear more in that vein from Mineo soon. After that, DJ Javier Estrada and his friend DJ Cobra with, what was it, Ritmos Prehispanicos. That's just taken right off their SoundCloud, which is quite active, his SoundCloud. And it's just a hilarious track.
It makes you just want to drive around East LA.
All right. me too, actually. Well, I don't know what that would be like, but I imagine that'd be fun listening to some of that.
Hunting vampires, that type of thing.
Would I get some looks? Would I get some crazy looks for being a honky?
I think at that point, everyone's seen everything.
Yeah.
And so...
So you can just go with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, next of all, we've got Roxy Jane, Pudimos Tener Todo, which a lot of you will recognise as a pop hit from England.
Yeah.
Pudimos tener todo by the lady whose name I mentioned before, brought to our attention by Suginio, who's a New Yorker based in Barcelona, who is well all up in the party circuit.
Epic tune, dude.
There was a big tune. I like that one a lot. It surprised me. And after that, a debatable name, Polish or Polish girl.
It's Polish.
It's Polish. But, you know, you could interpret it either way. It's got a capital, so you think
it might. All song titles have capitals.
A lot of them do. Yeah. A lot of them. And all singers do.
And what would you call a girl who polished your shoes?
I would call it a Polish. that was off the new album.
Called Era Extraña.
Right, which will be a banger.
It's good, dude.
Yeah.
It's really, really, it's a lot more 80s-y than, I guess, their last album. It's like a Chasms, but some huge pop songs on there.
Okay, and how does that compare to the rest of the album, that one? Why did you choose that one?
I think it's the best single.
Ah.
It's the best single of the album. The other ones are a bit more experimental, but at the same time, leaning towards 80s pop.
Okay, got it. And after this, we've got some synth action for the synth heads. Chrome Sparks, Still Sleeping. What do you know about this gentleman?
Don't put me on the spot like that.
Okay, we'll tell you after the break what we will find out about this gentleman or possibly women. Yeah.
Oh.
Alright, so we started off the set with Crumb Sparks, a tune called Still Sleeping. This is the work of a certain Jeremy Malvin, who hails from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Apparently he's doing a little bit of a jot around the southern United States this winter. So,
oh yeah?
If you're up for going to Georgia.
It's the kind of character you can see in Primavera Sound this year though, can't you? This type of figure. If not him... You know,
someone around there. I'd say maybe next year.
Right.
Right now he's only got like one EP up.
Right.
So it's still early. But,
okay.
You know, he sticks at it a couple more hours in front of the laptop, he'll be there.
But these Primavera guys are really like, you know, as soon as people bring something out, they're almost like in contention, as long as it's good.
They're on it. And then the thing is, it's nice because you get surprised sometimes, you know?
Right. And how many people have they got like the feelers out, do you think?
I would love to be part of that team.
Right.
You know, I'm sure they've got maybe a couple, half dozen people. That's all they do. But imagine being paid to do that. That'd be so awesome.
That's pretty awesome. If you're listening, Primavera Sounds, me and Trevor have got holes in our timetable that we could fill with this type of work.
I would not need to be paid.
You would not need to be, I would need to be paid a small wage, or at least more than I'm getting now, which is €20 an hour.
You can pay me in peanuts.
I would need expenses too.
Bags and bags of peanuts.
And then after the band that we started off with, we had some ridiculous kid, a unicorn figure, whose Dreamcatcher song was lovelily remixed by someone called Photo Machine, where both of the O's are in capitals. And
Photo Machine.
In a tiny bit of research that we've just done. We discovered that it's this Photo Machine who made the tune into the hit that it is, and maybe Kid Unicorn might not get another look. Chump Move Bro followed that, and that's off a compilation which is on a label called Tiburoni Records. That's started by an Australian chappie who's moved to Paris, and he's, well, the compilation's called Squee Shanties, which is hilarious, isn't it? It sounds like sea shanties, but the squee shanties. Our friend, colleague, and cohort Fitzroy North is also on there. And the proceeds, if you buy the MP3, go to putting it out on vinyl. So that's encouraging. You know, people starting
cool
doing
record.
Grassroots things. You know, they get money from somewhere, they put it out on vinyl, and it's there forever.
Yeah, it's a cool album cover too. I'd rather have that, you know, in paper form as
opposed to a nice thick card gatefold.
Exactly. Maybe an insert.
An insert, a poster, you name it. Anyway, that would be awesome. So anyway, go head over there, Bandcamp, Tiburoni Records, and cop yourself.
That's only $5.
$5, man. Can you believe that? And go and get that. So we really liked that one. That was Chump Move Bro. That's by MLR. You'll also find Fitzroy North up on there. Next, Doom.
Chain smoking beaties till his brain's broken completely. Get back on his feet, work out, and eat some Wheaties. Greedy for the cheese, please, most couldn't fathom. Had him in the cobra clutch when he spat the mad him gems. Collection of brats, Tims and hats. Had no time for the pity pat, I'll give him that. The rhythm hit him back with a right hook. Shook it off, caught a shiner, thought it was a high look. Depends on the shades, the end of days fades. Pretenders lay in dazes on stages. Do melees, eat it up, microphone, microwave, mayonnaise. His own way was strange, but it matters not. Tuned into a frequency tone that shattered rock. Hold it down like Shatner do Spock. Rapper jocks need to put a sock in a chatterbox. The block got lied of Vioxx stock. Folks gather round, it's no joke like knock knock. It's them, they came home to roost y'all. And watch them transform the game to the rules of foosball. She's too small, any questions? Him could squeeze blood from a penny in the recession. Keep guessing, it gets deeper than depression. The power of suggestion, wake or sleep, repeat the lesson. Dig that beat, ripped it with metal fingers and stomped it with big fat feet. And you know what they say, cut the hay. Resistance is futile, you will be assimilated. But today, it's all gray. Metallic with a ruby stone. Rude like the type of dude you could write a movie on. Hardcore pawn, did his own stunts. Writ his own rhymes, and split his own blunts once. In a while, every other minute, Eyes pop out, Popeye heavy on the spinach. Steady on his business and ready with an ill pitch. Keeps the bad bills niche like Danny Kusanil's niche. No hitch, just a shitload of spit and sneeze. Strictly G stacking up off a rack of hidden fees. Rappers like the gay club striptease, with hippies on the yip saying, hey, bump, grip these. They screaming for attention, beaming at the mention of a scary demon convention. You could cut the tension with a switchblade and serve it on the same plate of hors d'oeuvres a witch made. Filleted, persuaded the chambermaid to bet her paycheck on a get naked game of spades. Straight up, no chaser, no layaways. Caution, faint taste of microwave mayonnaise.
I ain't gonna be too many suckers, and furthermore, I think you better check your mitts.
Jay, come on, baby, let's cut this place
loose. Chump, you better get the fuck out of here and take your bitches with you, especially Ugg Mug here.
Wait, come on.
Smoking a papaya that give you niggas bronchitis. What you write is all vagina. What I write is wall of China. Nigga, that's great. Like eights of grape apes. Getting stuffed in my suitcase. Ready to hit the studio and shit all on your mixtape. Nah, literally. Shit all on your mixtape. Wipe with the credits, leave stains on the jewel case. And just two takes, dog. The booth that gets souffled. You're hiding something like a toupee. Truthfully, my friend, touche. You gon' get exposed like an up-and-coming model. And to me, your label seems like one of them pageant mamas. So guess who's the little bitch? That's you. You must suck a lot of dick. That's true. I miss yous with issues and pistols. Mine racing like bistro, heart of igloo. My nigga, you ain't been what I've been through. And if so, you would take a pencil to your temple. Cause I done served fiends on a menstrual. Ain't even had pads up they panties with tissue. Hit the app cause they mouth ain't bleeding. And your style like fried chicken without seasoning. Nigga, that's bland. Fuck you up in your mans. I smack you like a bitch. Nigga, that's open hand. Fuck you and your tough talk. When I monopolize, I throw your ass off the boardwalk. Fat, you ain't play sports, but always at the ballpark. Type of nigga rockin' Crocs at the fucking Walmart. Drunk like Star Wars, riding in the fiend car. Get flicked, guess what? I'm running from this fiend car. I know a nigga dirty and got the hammer, but this kush got me high like Pop Bandana.
So happy. You know, I look at the crowd and you know, look at my fans, look at their faces, their expressions. I know that damn well we are some partying motherfuckers.
Tired of these rappers, tired of these jackers, tired of these dancers by these fucking backpackers. Said I'm sick of all these hipsters, I'm sick of phony niggas. I'm sticking to these bitches cause I'm sick of all these sisters. I'm sick and tired of trying to survive, I'm sick and tired of my environment. Sick and tired of feeling deprived, I'm one of a kind, one of my climbing. Sick and tired of your facade and all of your lying and your diamonds. Basically I'm tired of feeling sick and tired. ASAP, going and money making man. Manhattan. Every nigga on my block wanna be a main attraction. Shout my nigga Squatter, shout my nigga Madre. If you disrespect them niggas, then I'm polishing the Nadre. And I'm coming to your casa for your Madre and your Padre. Caprende, most of these niggas Bengay or they Strange. They say I sound like Andre mixed with Kanye. Little bit of Max, a little bit of Wiz, a little bit of that, and a little bit of this. Get off my dick.
I'm in your hood. Got no ticket. I'm a down to earth nigga. We can kick it. Take a hit with me. Take a hit with me. Ain't no stage behind the scenes. I'm probably mixing lean. Chilling with my niggas, with my team. Won't you come and take a sip with me? Yeah. Take a sip with me. Sip with me.
Once again, Mr. Back selling crack. It's an honor keeping real nigga music on the map. Street rap's new face, sampling with no craze. Doubting myself, cause I don't think the world can relate. To my surprise, everyone does, so half fake. Half of the other side don't live it, they push play. The young illest alive, Harlem world to the bay. It feels good waking up to money in the bank. Cause last year it was shoebox and lint.
I only write raps just to give you niggas hints. Every verse a gift as you smoke like a chimney. My album come in November, that's 20 years of memory. And that's assuming I'ma live that long. If I don't cry, cause I ain't live that wrong. Just an artist in the purest form, I live that song. An artist in the purest form, I live that song. Bambino,
I'm in your hood, you ain't got no ticket. I'm a down to earth nigga, we could kick it. Take a hit with me, take a hit with me, ain't no stage behind the scenes. I'm probably mixing lean, chilling with my niggas, with my team. Come and take a sip with me, take a sip with me,
Hey, why fuss? I'd rather fuck, treat her like my enemy. I just wanna bust. 7 dose, waiting on the bus. Before them boys bend the corner, trying to make a bus. Tryouts, I'm trying to make the bus. Purple and that green got me on stuck. So I two-step, move my feet and keep it pushing. Always bouncing back, gotta keep the cushion. And that's some fat, like eating all the pudding. ASAP, we gotta slap, bruh. Good lookin', fuck that. ASAP, where I come from? 456, Ice City slums. Weed in my pocket, coke in his tongues. Buying swishes sweets, no more honey buns. Fresh white tea, bright like the sun. Only nigga around here rockin' Michigan.
I blew your hood. Got no ticket. I'm a down to earth nigga. We could kick it. Take a hit with me, take a hit with me, ain't no stage behind the scenes. I'm probably mixing lean, chilling with my niggas, with my team. Come and take a sip with me, take a sip with me,
Right, so that was Doomu, who's going to be with us in Barcelona, possibly for the first time, or certainly for the first time since I've been here, on the 19th at Razzmatazz. That's, he's sharing a bill with Mode Selector, which is another reason.
Yes.
To get... that is awesome.
He just kneed her in the rib.
He's standing on him.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can see this at home, Flock. Through your video,
you might have to adjust your television
set. Adjust the TV set, change your settings on iTunes, and you may see this cat fight that's going down. But if you can't, go over to my cat. The other cat is eating a copy of Hank Williams' Greatest Hits. That's not cool. Stop that.
But he seems to love it.
She knows. Mode Selector, Doom, 19th of November. That's one of the biggest lineups, as far as I'm concerned.
At Razzmatazz.
In a good while. Razzmatazz, go and get yourself a ticket. Or fly to Barcelona if you need to. That's going to be fun. Alright then.
And after that we had Danny Brown with some Monopoly off his new mixtape called Triple X. Danny Brown's got 2 mixtapes out, both of which are excellent, excellent. Like the guy is sort of like drunken... I guess what would you call that type of voice?
Just doesn't care, does he? He's going all out. He's pretty creative, you can see, you know. He's sort of, at times he thinks that it sounds like he's given up, and then he comes in with another line that's really quite intense. I like your story before about him trying to get into D12, but...
There were some fashion disagreements, we might say. They weren't necessarily in favour of his flashy colours.
I mean, in the way that D12 and some of these rappers act, it's like they kind of act like a bit outlandish, but as soon as you sort of do something that's actually genuinely different, then I think they would slam the door.
Just,
of,
like, freak out and be like, you know what, you're not part of the D12.
No. But, you know, Danny Brown, he's saying, screw you. He's coming out with 2 mixtapes and he's getting heat on the streets. rappers' names getting more boring, you know, Jim Jones and...
I don't know, Danny Brown sounds pretty cool. It sounds like the name of a serial killer.
Right, okay, that could have been why I did it. And when you say mixtape, it's like other people's beats, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
They sort of grab beats from other people and they start rapping on top of them.
That's not a bad idea.
Well, some of them are better than the originals, you know? Or they just, like, they take the best verse from the original song
right.
And they just, like, okay, I'm going to make the song better because I can do it better.
Lil Wayne's mixtape was better than his last album, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it probably takes him like ages longer to make the album than the mixtape, but you know, maybe that spontaneity is what makes a good tape.
Right, you just like start rapping on top of something else that you like.
Right. And then after that, we had some more up and comers.
And so, how do we pronounce this one? This is Main Attractions.
That's with
minus
no
the
T.
C. And don't forget the K and the Z.
We'll stick another Z in there. They got Main right. And the guest rapper has decided to call himself ASAP with a dollar sign instead of an S to show that he's all about money, presumably.
Yeah, ASAP's coming up.
Right. And that was produced by Clem's Casino, it tells me here, of who I know nothing. After this, we're going to have some more music, presumably, and we'll tell you about it when we come back.
Time when you were sitting cool, but now it's days, you just let me down, and you'd like to leave me with a frown.
Gentlemen's Pistols, Gentleman's Pistols, no apostrophe, and the tune was called I Wouldn't Let You. That's a group from Leeds who might be in my top three groups from Leeds with Wedding Present and Send More Paramedics.
But no, Send More Paramedics.
Sorry?
I don't know them.
Maybe we should have like done a Halloween special and they would have definitely been one of them. Sorry, Flock, by the way, for missing out like last month's edition. We were busy.
I guess so. That's a bad excuse.
But that's a pretty good excuse.
We were busy.
We were pretty busy. But this month, it seems like we've found some time to do to be with Flock and to present the, what was the animal again? The walrus.
The walrus.
Mustachioed walrus. Everyone grow a mustache, it's not too late. Still the 7th, the 8th. You can grow a pretty good mustache by the end of the month still. Not to rival Trevor's, but you know, you can have a go.
It's still quite early.
This takes years though, right? Of getting it right, of tuning it in.
Honestly, I'm not a big mustache guy. I only do it maybe once or twice a year, mainly because I get irritated with the beard.
Right. So that comes off and then it's tash time.
Exactly.
Speaking of tashes and beards and hair, Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl. Or Waves.
What?
Admiring Dave Grohl.
Mm-hmm. A homage to said former Nirvana multi-instrumentalist.
Mm-hmm.
Waves from your part of the world.
They're from LA, West End. I think the guy's from Santa Monica or something like
uh-huh.
that. But yeah, this is a new single that came out a few weeks ago.
That was on Record Label, right? That
what it was?
I think so.
I didn't know that. I just downloaded it from some blog.
Okay.
But
yeah.
The Waves always surprise you. They're
okay.
Fine, they're loud.
And they were at Primavera last year.
They played Primavera Club, I think, last year, yeah.
Okay.
And no breakdowns compared to 2 years ago,
uh-huh.
which, you know, everyone heard about.
What happened?
Oh, dude, Homeboy just got really, really fucked up.
Yeah.
And came out, tried to play one or two songs, couldn't, sort of half collapsed on stage, and then got back up, and there was no set. And this was at Primavera Sound,
uh-huh.
the summer thing. Like 2 years ago or so,
oh.
and then canceled the rest of his European tour afterwards. Went
really?
Back home.
What, prima donna?
Yeah, I guess if you imagine you compare it to, like, you know, Lemmy.
Yeah.
This type of thing is just nothing. You know?
It's nothing.
But it's like, I think it was his first time going out on the road. And when you think about it, you're used to making like, you know, rock music on your laptop.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, you're playing at this giant festival in Spain. And,
yeah, you're getting a lot of free Australia down, which is terrible.
And other things on top of that.
Yeah.
So. His band wasn't too happy with him either.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of ruined it. But he probably owed him a set and he came back.
Oh, came back to here. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He came back for a Primavera Club.
Uh-huh.
And I heard it was a decent set.
Okay.
Yeah.
It couldn't have been much worse than the previous
exactly.
set. And then we had a tune by called Dreamin'.
But Dreamin', and these is by the Twerps.
Uh-huh.
My first, well, one of my dogs' name was Twerp.
Oh, right.
So.
That's a bit disrespectful, right, to the duck where I'm from. It's,
it's disrespectful, but
uh-huh.
She was, you know, a bit of a jerk.
Okay.
And so she deserved all the insults she got.
Poor little.
Sorry about that, twerp.
Yeah,
sorry. For you.
Yeah.
I'll be dreaming of you tonight.
All right, then. And after that, at the cover star of, was it Go magazine? Or was it Mundo Sonoro?
It was Go.
It was
yeah.
Go, okay.
Yeah.
And that's M83.
Mm-hmm.
New Yorker, I bet.
Could be. Sounds like he might be.
With a name like M83, you know.
It could be Northern European, too.
Yes, what point. We've got to look into this before making stabs in the dark. Anyway, we do know that this tune is called Midnight City.
Thank you. Triumph in a room. You would turn away and conversation would ring. cannot stand. But I can't avoid them as I walk across this land. Just because I don't like football or wear expensive shoes doesn't mean my friendship isn't something you should choose. Ultimately, different colored fabrics sewn together would be many times more useful if they taught me to float. But instead, inanimate, they hang there inert, waiting to encumber me.
So the French producer M83 with his song Midnight City. Yeah, we like that, didn't we?
Yeah, dude, they released a new double album this month. Excellent.
Double album?
Yeah. I've listened to the first two, yeah, really liked it.
So French. Could you not just hear the French, how French it was? It was like as French as a croissant avec déjeuner, something like that. After that, thanks. After that, All Alone, wasn't it?
I think it was.
That was the new offering from Toro y Moi, Toro y Moi, who will be with us in Barcelona early December, the 5th, was it not?
I think the first week, sometime
first
around
week.
It.
Again, at Razzmatazz, and we are not on the books of Razzmatazz. Well, not for this show anyway, occasionally.
We'll work something out.
We'll work something out with them. We'll get percentages. After that, Silver Link remix of Which Song by Max Tundra. I mean, you were at that show
Friday night,
just
phenomenal.
This weekend. What were your impressions of him? I didn't know much about Max Tundra, per se, before the show.
I imagine it would be like that, but not as good. I couldn't picture a complete one-man show, along with the dancing. And the guy can really sing.
He can really sing.
Yeah.
And I like the way he moves his gestures towards the audience and everything.
And he sang just to like a glass of... he sang to Joe's glass. He sang to the tonic, right?
Twice,
exactly. Mm. Just like was about to embrace it.
He's looking at the game from the wider perspective. But not only that, he's so talented, but just takes that for granted. He works those keys.
Like no pauses between songs. Just like one song after the other. Thank you. Next one is great.
Brought out the recorder. Brought out the xylophone.
Right, the little wood thing with, you start plucking the metal nails and it makes sounds.
Right, yeah. Again, we haven't done research on this point to find out what that instrument's called, but I don't think we'll ever need to refer to it again. But just use your imagination, Flock. After that...
we got Rusty.
Rusty, the Glaswegian, I believe was one of the first guests of Plat du Jour, the night that I was a resident at for a while. At one of the Sonar gigs is a big producer these days.
Yeah, he's all over the place, and he's got a new album out called Glass Swords.
On Warp, did we say?
Could be.
I'm
not sure where this new album's out.
Okay.
But it's very, very good, and the song is called All Night. Now we have Little Roy doing a cover of a little album that celebrated its 20th anniversary a few weeks back.
That could have been why they did. That could have been why they chose to do the album. Little Roy chose to do the
album. He chose to do the album. I think everybody chooses to do an album, though, do they not?
That's true enough. But this is a particular choice, isn't it? A special choice?
I think it's the style, especially.
We're going to leave it up to the audience, the flock themselves, to ponder, pontificate upon this as the next.
Close your eyes and imagine you see it.
I saw this off without any words. I got so high, I scratched till I bled. I love myself better than you. I know it's wrong, so what should I do? The finest day that I ever had was when I learned to cry on command. I love myself better than you. I know it's wrong, so what should I do?
Forgot to put on the zip code. I love myself better. Try, girl, join that core and get a job at Ross. China like Party World. Yeah, you better look that good like that. You really like my style. Come and get it, it's hot and ready now. Like my bounce, really like my talents. And when I drink it, he toss it like a salad. Look out, girl, 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 look out, girl.
Okay, welcome back. You're rocking with the best, or at least the best in on the block. Maybe the best in the whole of Joaquin Costa.
You're talking about us?
Yeah. Maybe not the best on Fernandina, because there's quite good competition these days. Anyway, certainly the best in Joaquin Costa. This is Mark and Trev. And you're still with Radio Fauna, still the Walrus, and our moustaches are still growing. That was Little Roy on a plane from the Battle of Seattle.
No comment.
Cover album, that's exactly what it is. All Nirvana tunes, given the sort of reggae treatment to differing sort of effectiveness. I personally am a fan. Trevor, I think, has got his doubts. But anyway, you know, you can get precious, I think, about these certain things.
I could be doing any song that way and just sound horrible.
Oh, okay, fair enough. After that, the Pipes, Sheffield native, the Streets Get Warmer. That might still be an exclusive, although I've had it for a couple of weeks now. And that's just a hot, fat production, I believe. And followed by a guy called Flostradamus. And everyone will recognise Kid Sister on there. The tune's Lookout Girl with a U, of course.
Sick.
After that, well, we've got a few more tunes. We're going to ride now. We're in the home straight now.
Dude, let's just drop them.
We're just going to drop something for you right now.
Drop them, like...
We're going to make up some stuff about it afterwards, and then we'll leave you with something nice for the road.
We're doing Fritz Roy now, or what's his name?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, we'll put him on. Okay, so this is a girl from Barcelona. No, in fact, maybe she's from Catalonia. I don't think she's from Barcelona. She's called Ivy Fur the Polymonstra. And this is...
I know who you're talking about. I meant about Switch.
Right. We saw her supporting Maria Minerva, who you might remember with that sort of synth madness from a couple of months ago. I was very impressed with the performance. She's sort of like... squeaks over this violin. She's got a couple of electronic instruments in the background, but it's not all MIDI synced up. It's all quite organic, let's say.
Cool.
So we put them in touch with Fitzroy, who did the following remix of her track. Let's roll. Yes, that again.
Thank you. Sun, my heart, no matter where.
track that was I Prefer the Polymonster with Demonstration, Fitzroy North remix. After that, Nuclear Seasons by who?
Charlie's XCX.
Right, nice powerful voice on that lady.
I dug it.
Yeah, anything, do we know anything about this lady?
Nothing.
No, that was
please
a 7-inch.
Send me a headshot.
Huh?
A headshot.
We need a headshot or a full body shot if not. And then after that, we had a nice sort of a chill wave track to round the show off, almost. To be rounding the show off with, can we say? Romantic Streams by who?
By Sleep Infinity Over.
Ah, yeah, the little infinity sign that we couldn't find on the keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
That was a nice one, wasn't it?
I dug it. It's very easy into bed.
Okay.
Have a soft landing.
It's appropriate, isn't it, for 1:42 in the morning. The next song is the Off the Wall song.
This comes via Dilak Bayardet. I think he posted this about a month ago. And the song has just been, all over the place. It's one of those one-hit wonders. You know, this lady's going to go places. I'm still a bit on the fence about her, but I know it's a good song. And so we're going to finish off the night with a little song called Video Games by Lana Del Rey.
Peace out, Flock. Thanks for joining in. Thanks for the Flock who got in touch and said they missed the show. Because we didn't know if anyone missed the show.
Yes, your support keeps us going. We actually mean that.
All three of you, you should really feel proud of the fact that you're keeping the scene alive, or at least the best scene in Joaquin Costa alive. This is to you, Didak. Whatever you're doing, trying to introduce some sort of forward thinking into the sport newspaper.
Right.
Whatever you're doing. Anyway, keep doing it. Good night.
Swinging in the backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take a body downtown. I say you the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on, go play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the swinging with the old stars, living for the fame. Kissing in the blue dark, playing, pulling wild dots, video games. He holds me in his big arms, drunk and I am seeing stars. This is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes. This is my idea of fun, playing video games. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I built for two, only with living if some you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you want to do. I heard that you light the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the world was built for two. Only worth living if somebody is loving you. Maybe now you do. Now you do.